Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. Feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I sincerely apologize for the flukes that we had to deal with, but I was determined to have this show tonight. I really believe that everybody deserves an outlet, and I needed this outlet just as much as you did tonight. So I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who hung in there with me, who made it happen. It's so many flukes that happened. I was like, you know what? I got to tell you guys this right here. Like, I'm going to go ahead and start out with my nugget tonight. It's got to go down. My nugget for everybody tonight, something I am learning each second of the day, is to keep going. Claw your way through it. Whatever it is that you're going through and you know you're going to make it through it, no matter what, no matter how bad it feels, keep going. No matter what adversity comes your way, keep going. Keep believing in yourself, because no matter what happens, what happens in your life, just know you will make it. You will make it through it. It might not seem like it, because sometimes we go through some horrible things that make us cry, make us angry, make us mad, make us want to give up, make us want to throw in the towel. Believe me, I have been there. Times that you just want to just say, forget it, I'm done. And that's a nice way of saying it. But something in me just won't quit, even when I think about it. The crazy part about it is I think something triggers in me when I say I think about quitting. When I hear the words quitting, I say, oh, heck no. And I go into reverse psychology and say, nah, I ain't no quitter. So I have to literally check myself. So with that being said, I hope what I'm saying to you guys is helping somebody in some form or fashion, because it is needed. All I know is tonight I was trying to get on the show, and my phone literally went into firmware update. Wow. Couldn't get on the show. Couldn't do nothing. It's still literally just frozen right now. Thank God for a backup phone and for the internet. Also, on top of that, I tried to get on the show. It wouldn't even put me in my studio for me to see my switchboard or nothing. I was like, you know what? I'm determined. I literally sat on the floor. I'm just keeping it 100. Y'all know I'm transparent. To do this show, I don't care. I said, you know what? It's going down. The show is going down tonight. I appreciate you rocking with me. I appreciate anybody who stayed on. And for anybody that gets a chance to archive, when this show archives, please listen to the show, because I really believe tonight is going to be a dynamic show, and I am so excited, because in January, we're going back to 9 o'clock, and this ain't happening no more. Best believe that. So with that being said, you guys, stay on the show, and I'm going to say this right here. This is our logo. This is our mission statement. Here, we encourage metaphorically in-tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts, and you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. That's the reason why I give you inspirational nuggets for anybody that questions, like, wow, why is the show so inspirational? First and foremost, sometimes we need to hear something outside of the negative. So I do my best to flip the negative into a positive. So that's why I do that. Now, we have a good time out here. We laugh, we joke, or whatever. This ain't no spiritual show. This is just a show. But I take time out to give you what I got. If I learn something, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to pass it along. If you can use it, use it. If you can't talk it, I won't be offended. All I can do, like Anita Baker said, is give you the best that I got. So with that being said, y'all, let's keep rocking. Stay on the show. I'll be back. We're going to open the open mic lines and shout out lines for anybody that wants to get on the line. With that being said, be right back at you.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gifts. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision. Insightful, increasing their territory. Holiness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying what you heard so far. I just want to say thank you guys for taking the time out to rock out with me. I know we had to move the time, but one thing I realized is timing is key. Everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. And acceptance is actually that freeing thing, but sometimes it's hard because we expect those different things to be, but accepting that thing for what it is will bring you peace of mind if you allow it. So with that being said, I'm going to open the open mic lines. Feel free. If you got something going on in your community, feel free to share that. Let us know so we can support you. Also, look at my page from time to time. You'll see different organizations and different people doing different things. I try my best to share what's going on in our communities. If you tag me and you want people to know, I don't care where you're located. We got people in Australia that call in. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to 242 Bahamas. We got people from London and Paris. I just want to give a big shout out to 100% of the United States that's listening to the show. You just never know who's hearing you. That's why I say you never know what you have to say. Maybe exactly what somebody needs to hear. And sometimes we hold back not saying things because we just want to keep things to ourselves. But one thing I've learned is the storms that I am going through, you never know what I'm going through might be something somebody else doesn't know how to go through. So let me share, this situation. Like I say, what I said again is keep going. No matter what, if you got to crawl, you got to, metaphorically crawl through it, whatever you got to do, keep going. Keep believing in yourself, even when nobody else does. Believe in you and believe in your dream and your purpose because you have one. Everybody has one. So with that being said, I'm going to open the open mic lines. I'm going to shout you out. It's not to put you on Front Street. It's just to say what's up and to say thank you because you could have been anywhere else. But you're rocking out with me, and that means the world to me. So with that being said, if you want to spit, you want to sing, you want to rap, you want to do some poetry, you just want to say something, you just want to put a word out there, you want to make somebody laugh, do that. That's what this platform is for you to be you. So with that being said, we got Miss Nikki in the building. What's up, lady? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's up, lady?
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
That's good.
How about you?
I'm good. I'm awesome.
You got something for us tonight?
Yes, I do. 1 second. Where am I? Okay. Now my phone having technical difficulties, but here it goes. This one is called The Mystery. Your eyes drink me. Love makes them shine. Your eyes, they lean so close to mine. We have long been lovers. We know the range of each other's mood and how they do change. But when we look at each other's soul, then we feel how little we know. The spirit of one with us could be. There is no I in team. I try to know you. But do you really try to understand me? The mystery.
Oh, my. That was a mystery because I was like, okay, we're about to get sexy tonight. And then you was like, but do you really know me? I was like, okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I thought you were laughing at me.
No. No.
I'm scared of your mystery, girl. You better do that. All right, everybody, that's Nikki all the way in Cali. Stay on the line. Let me get you back on. Everybody, we got my brother, Ill Will, in the building. What's up? What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm good.
That's what's up. Went this travel trip, trying to get on this line.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to call in, say salute to you, China. And the backpack off, something you had just said, to just keep going, because there's always, I saw this message about if you could say two words to your younger version of yourself, what would it be? And, everybody would say a lot of different things, and my thing was always to keep going, because no matter what you had went through, it was exactly those things, whatever it may have been, to get me where I am now and who I am now, to have the understanding if I made a wrong or right turn, it was what I learned from to get to where I am right now. So just keep going and, you know, live with no regret. And whenever you see someone going through the same thing you did, it's not your obligation and testimony to help that person along their way as well, so that we grow as a legacy together.
That's right. Man, that's why you're my brother from, you know, from the same father, G-O-D.
That's right.
How'd you like the book?
Oh, book is good. I'm still on about midway through. I'm just happy, really. I'm just excited. Got this energy and vibe that I'm just trying to spread and share to everybody.
That's what's up, man. And look, you can write in a book. It's yours to do what you want to with it.
Yes, ma'am. Will do.
All right. Thank you so much, bro. Please stay on the line. All right, everybody. Powerful words from a wise man. Appreciate you. And he's been rocking with me since I met him. And I can't even remember how long it's been, but it's been a long time. And maybe he can tell me when I get him back on the line. So with that being said, you guys, I cannot believe we are about to embark into 2020. But this is what hit my spirit, and I'm going to share it with you guys. I said, you know what? You know how everybody claims the next year is going to be my year. I am claiming for every one of us on this line is 2020 and beyond. For the rest of your lives, we're claiming prosperity, peace, joy, love, happiness, fulfillment, tapping into your purpose, your dreams, and also igniting the fire for you to keep going. Please, that fire inside of you, I want the fire to be all up in you, all around you, like the phoenix rising. And I feel like I'm a phoenix rising because it's been so much adversity within a year's time. And no matter what, I'm going to keep going. You know, just like tonight, the technical difficulties, I still kept going. I'm literally sitting on the floor going to make this thing happen no matter what. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. And they ain't fell off yet, so we still here. We still rocking, so let's get it. I'm going to go ahead and play this track real quick. And also remember, next, I'm already claiming it. Next year, we back to 9 o'clock. And even if we have a hiccup, we're going to keep right on rocking. So with that being said, let's get it.
Telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon where she be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is, and I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is, and this poem is the least that I can give as thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
It ain't nothing like an awesome grandma, like that old school grandma, got your back, ain't gonna take your mess, but also pour into you at the same time. I gotta give a big shout out to my grandmother, Annie Mae Robert Simmons. I would not be the woman I am today without the wisdom she poured into me. So a lot of people say, like, China, you're an old soul. It is because I had old souls pouring into me, and I'm thankful for that. So if anybody got a grandma, big shout out to your grandmas. If they still here on earth, that's what's up. Spend some time with them. If they're not, may they rest in peace. But also know they left you with some wisdom. I hope that they did. So with that being said, I have Miss Nikki in the building. What's up? What's up, lady?
Hey, I'm here.
Well, I'm scared to ask you what you got. What you got?
This one is called My Life. Here goes. I was born the daughter of an architect and a professional banker. When my father died, my mom had to be strong as a ship anchor. So we made it through. She worked two jobs and even went to nursing school. I grew up strong and independent, just how my mom intended. I stumbled a little, but I always seemed to make it. I could have caught a case, y'all. Now that ain't that some shh. My life ain't perfect, but I have a big heart and try to do people right. But sometimes I ask myself, girl, just to see the light. Is it worth it? Is it worth the fight? I've been through some things that had me saying I just might. But I'm still alive, and somehow with God on my side, I did survive. I have four girls, and yes, they are my world. I know people change, and times do too. As I look back over my life, and I realize I have too. I am not my past. I am looking forward to my future. My story has changed. I am now more mature. In me, I can only be me. But I and the devil thought he could win and take over me. My life is not a game. I got tired of being used. I won't stop fighting. God didn't want me to lose. So if you've ever had the pleasure of being a part of my life, just know that I am someone's daughter, sister, mother, and I love my life. It hasn't been easy. From health issues, job, and home, I have a lot of good years left, so I got to make these best of them and make them my own. For I am a survivor, and this is my life.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
We can't wait for you to get back on the stage at Illusions.
I know. It's been almost 2 years now since I've been out there.
Has it been that long? Dang.
Yeah, that was,
you was just here last year.
June of 18. Going into June of 20 now.
Yeah. Well, I'm just honored to say that somebody flew in from California and got on the mic at Illusions, and I can't wait to say I'll be flying into California saying, what's up? getting on the mic from California. I'm speaking into existence.
Hey, and I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
All right, so I'm going to do something a little different. Well, we've done it before, but we're going to do it again. So anything funny or whatever that comes to your brain that you want to say, put it out there, joke, whatever, or just, I don't know, inspiration or whatever, whatever comes to your mind off top, what's your thought for the day that you want to put out there?
Girl, get up.
Girl, get up.
You better say that.
Girl, get up. My sister sent me a motivational message. I forgot the lady's name, but when I tell you
Sarah Jakes.
Okay. Sarah Jakes.
When
I tell you
my daughter.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She told me she listens to it every morning when she goes to, on her way to work, on her drive to work, and it lifts her. And I tell any woman out there, girl, get up. If I could send everyone that message, I would. And I think I went through my phone and sent every woman that I could think of in my phone that message. Because
right,
women, we get down on ourselves at times. And, you know, we all have an Eve inside of us. We all have that little girl inside of us that just feel like it's just dead, you know, and I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, girl, get up.
Amen. That's powerful.
It
we
is.
Appreciate you sharing. And Yes. Like I said, you never know. Somebody might need to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate you, lady. Thanks. I needed that too. Thank you. All right, everybody. That was Nikki, Miss Nikki in the building. And we got Ill Will real quick. Just want to ask you a quick question. How long we known each other?
We've known each other since 2014. Went to
that's
the
up, man.
Annual open mic night at the library.
That's what's up, man. I had a feeling you knew. I was like, I couldn't think. I remember meeting you at the library, but I was like, I know it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do want to say a couple of things, too. I got you on the line, speaking of the library. So we're still going to be doing the annual open mic that we do with the library in Kinston, but Kinston is actually pushing for us to branch out. And so we're going to have an annual, I'm going to do an open mic in Snow Hill at Greene County Public Library. So just letting you know, just in case you're in the area, come through and we'll show them how we do it. But that's on February 20th. It's going to be from 6 to 8. Yeah. Just had to let you know. All right, everybody. Oh, and one more thing. Anything you want to say, funny, whatever, don't matter. And just put out there in the atmosphere.
You know, basically, focus on your light, because once you're focusing on someone else's light, yours then gets them. Everyone is just as bright. You know, and there's nothing wrong with uplifting the next, you know, man, next woman, next brother, next sister. That's how you then are able to get your blessings. You can't get blessed with a closed fist. Keep your hand open, continue to keep it. You will reap what you sow.
All day. I appreciate that, Ill. All right, everybody, there's Ill Will in the building. And I will say this to you guys, January 18th, the kickoff for the show for Illusions, it will be featuring Sean Ingram in the building. Can't wait for you guys to check the show out. And we're going to do it big. I can't wait for, our 11th anniversary show is in March. And I am claiming Ill Will as my host. And so we're going to make it happen. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep dreaming. And keep going. Be blessed, everybody. See you guys next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And thank you for rocking out with me.